Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altacid IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacid IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacid IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit AltacidIGR.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale a week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Go to OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Well, USDA yesterday released its monthly World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, or the WASD report. The May report included not only the use and ending stock estimates for the 2020-21 crops, the old crop, but also the first breakdown of projected supplies and demand for 2021 and 22 new crops that farmers are just now putting into the fields for corn and soybeans. DTN lead analyst Todd Holtman gives us a summary.
I'd say the corn report is slightly bearish today. It doesn't really change the old crop scenario, but the new crop estimate was higher than expected for the new season. Keep in mind, for both corn and soybeans, I think the corn and soybean planting estimates are understated. But again, we won't have evidence of that until June 30th, so it's going to be a while. In the case of soybeans, we basically had a neutral report. USDA did not move the needle on the old crop ending stocks. They're still at 120 million bushels, and the new crop ending stocks of 140 million bushels are not that far away. And then in the case of wheat, overall, really, the report looked fairly neutral here. Ending wheat stocks for the new season are a little bit lower than the current season and close to expectations. World wheat stocks expecting to stay steady at least is a bit of a relief, in that we don't have a big bearish anticipation overhanging the market, thanks to record demand matching what's expected to be a record wheat crop. But again, as I say, when it comes to that new crop season, it's very early. We have a lot yet to learn and a lot of weather to get through. So cotton supply today, they brought the current ending stocks estimate for the current season down to 3.3 million bales. Exports in today's cotton scenario, 16.25. In the April, we were looking at 15.53. So they raised the cotton exports 700,000 bales, roughly. So there's a modest increase in the export estimate that accounted for that.
In the May WASD report, beef production for the year increased by 260 million pounds. Holtman tells us more.
I'm going to give you just the 2021 production estimates on beef. Our increase from 27.64 up to 27.9, I'm guessing, billion pounds. On the increase basically coming in the third and fourth quarter, they're looking over 7 billion pounds of production in both of those quarters.
The next WASD report will be out June the 10th.
P&K knows these are extraordinary times, but after 40 years, we know how resilient our community can be. The health and safety of our customers and employees are our top priority, but we also know that the grass will still grow, our animals will still need care, and your equipment still needs to run. P&K is meeting the needs of our customers online, from choosing a tractor and securing financing to ordering parts and scheduling service. Visit our website or call one of our stores. P&K Equipment and John Deere have been and will continue to be here for our customers. They promise that we'll not change.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.